Packet 18 in Vasbrachov. Rabbi Yisrael gave Shirin Kaf Choleves Shenitchav Lasel Kedir Shalvasser. If someone dips a milk spoon in a Fleshech Tavshil. So the first thing we dealt with, which was, I think we dealt with a little bit earlier in that year, which was how much of the Kaf that you dip in do you need to be Mevatel? What am I dealing with here even? How much Issa do I have? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens inside the Dalet Aleph that the only thing you need to mevatel is the amount of the spoon that goes into the kli. The amount of the spoon that does not go into the kli, you don't need to be mevatel. And the Ramah says that's the Ikar Shita. The Machaber does quote a Yesh Misha Omer, which is the Rabbeinu Peretz, which we've seen before, who holds that even the part of the kaf, which is not in the kli, which is sticking out of the kli, you still need to be mevatel, because of cham mixaso cham kulo, since it's a metal, so we're talking about a metal spoon, so metal conducts, so therefore the blia will go through the whole spoon, and it will, even the blia on the top of the spoon, well, you know, it's a milchik spoon, so there's milchiks even in the tippy top of the spoon, so that will come through all the way to the bottom into the fleshach tavshil, so you need shishim kamega, the whole kaf. Okay? That is the Yesh Misha Omer. Again, the Machaber only quotes it as the Yesh Misha Omer. And so it seems that the Ikkadei of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is that we don't hold Chamikstas of Chamkulo. There are a lot of different permutations, which Achronim have about certain scenarios to say Chamikstas of Chamkulo, Ayin Shem. We didn't really go into them, maybe because the Ikkar Shita is that we don't pass in Chamikstas of Chamkulo. Okay. The next part, which we spent a little bit more time on, was what if you stick this kaf in more than one time? You stick it in two times, and there's no idea that's aerobis in between. So, what's the halacha there? What's my shirbitel? Shishim, can I get what? I stuck it in once, and I stuck it in again. Do I need to mevatel it only once, or do I need to be mevatel a new shishim every time I stick it in? So, first, let's just mention the basic Rishonim that Rabbi Simon mentioned, and then we'll see what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, or how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So the first sheet is that of the Smach. The Smach says you need Shishim for both times. Right? Every time you need Shishim, because what's the Svara? The Svara, as explained by the Shemitz Edeshin, is as follows. Because let's say you stick that milchik spoon in to the Fleshach Tavshal, into the meat. So again, we don't know really what's happening inside. We just have to guess and try to be choishish. So we have to be choishish that maybe not all the milk exited the spoon and went into the tavshil. Maybe some stayed in. So what's the worst case scenario is that most of the challah went out, and now I have meat comes in, and how much meat comes in? 59 units. Can I get 1 unit still left of milk in the spoon? And now that's going to turn into chanan, right? So now I need to be mevatel. Now I need to mevatel it again. So when I put it in, I need shishim keneged, because after the choshish, maybe all the chalav came out. So I need shishim. Now when I take it out, and before I put it back in, so that's v'choshish. Well, maybe not all the chalav went out. Still, 1 unit of chalav stayed in. 59 units of basar went in. And now, when I took it out, it became chanan. And when I stick it back in, I now have new isser to mevatel. Therefore, you need shishim the first time, and then another shishim for the next time. That is the shita of the smach, as explained by the Trumas HaDeshin. And that's what's quoted in the Nosei Kim. The Trumas HaDeshin himself, though, after he quotes the smach, says in his experience, he has not seen any of the older Rabbanim ever ask, how many times did he stick the spoon in? They never asked that shaila to the person asking the question. And he presumes that since they never inquired about it, it seems that it was not a relevant point to them. It must be that they assume that you only need shishim one time, even though you stick the spoon in twice. One shishim will suffice and do the job, even though you stuck the spoon in twice. So then, based on that, the Shema's Deshin says, why? Why should that be true? Why should I only need one time Shishim? What's wrong with the Snach's Svara? So the reason, he gives two basic reasons, if I'm not mistaken. And one reason is, number one, maybe we just, in this situation, we're not going to be Machmer v'Chanan v'Balua. The whole thing is a Chash. And the whole Chash is based on Chanan v'Balua, that Lu Yitzur milk got left in the spoon. Then, Basar that goes into the spoon is of, and the Basar meeting inside the spoon, which is Chanan v'Balua, which is a whole Machloikis. And many people don't hold the Chanan v'Balua. So in this situation, when you don't even know what's really happening, so we're going to be Sameach on no Chanan v'Balua. Okay, so therefore the whole thing is a moot point. The other Teretz he gives is Azoy, is that really when it's something called Makushar, connected. What does that mean? That when the person sticks that milchik spoon in the fleishach pot, okay, so now the chalav is going to come out. Fine. And now basar is going to go in. But while it's in the pot, the basar is not going to become chanan, even if I have only 59 units of basar in the pot and 1 unit of chalav. So I don't have shishim connected the chalav in the spoon. But the basar will still not become chanan because the basar is not fighting alone. The basar in the spoon is still connected to all the basar in the whole pot. They're not fighting alone. Since they're still connected to all the basar in the pot, I for sure have shishim keneged whatever amount, whatever 1 unit of chalav would be left in that spoon will be mevutal based on all the basar. Because the fighting team of the basar is not just the basar in the spoon. The basar in the spoon has all the reinforcements. It's connected to all the basar in the pot. But then you'll ask me, fine, that's when I keep the basar in the pot. And if I leave this, when I keep the spoon in the pot, and if I want to keep the spoon in the pot till the whole thing cools down, fine. But that's not what people do. People take the spoon out of the pot. So now, when I take the spoon out of the pot, all any basar which is nivla in the spoon is no longer connected to the basar in the pot. It's fighting alone. And maybe I should be choishesh that it's only 59 units of basar knege, that 1 unit of chalav. Why don't I say chanan then? So on that, the Truma Sedeshin says, because when you take it out, we view it as a klisheni. And we're going to be so mech that a klisheni is not going to be mafzul mafzliya in a klisheni. We discussed that earlier, I think, in the year. So between these svaras of klisheni and chanan mebalua, you have what to be so mech on not to require 2 times shishim, you know, for this chash of maybe this thing happened. So that's the Truma Sedeshin. Was that clear? Okay. Now, how is it brought down in the Halach in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Sadi Dalid Beis, the Mechaber passes like the Smach, 2 times Shishim. And the Ramah passes like the Truma Sedeshin, Pamachas Shishim. So this Smach in Truma Sedeshin is Machlok's Mechaber Ramah. That's what it boils down to. Now, just as an aside, I don't know if Rabbi Simon mentioned it, so I didn't put it on the sheet, but just, you know, FYI, so to speak, that, you know, the Machaber holds that Nishnei Pam Shishim. So, what's the Machaber really holding? What meaning? The Machaber is basically saying, the Shema Session says that when it's inside, you know, it's Makushar. That's why, you know, why don't I say, and this is just a footnote, so to speak, parentheses. I mean, why don't I say when it's in the, according to the Machaber, when it's in the tapshil, it should, you know, milk should come out, basar should come in from Chanan, and then it should keep on happening. More and more should happen. It should keep on happening, you know, more and more Chanan. It should never end. So to go in and out of the spoon. So I think the thing about him said is that when it's inside, so it's makushar, and when you take it out, that's when it comes. So when it comes out, that's when it becomes ulcer. But you only have to, like, only need it it's only traveled once. I don't need to move out to the 20 times and say it's kind of 20 times in the back. Because the math is more pusher just when you take it out. You know, you have to need to set it. And power holds. After another Shanaan, if you shy out, power holds that you don't say Shanaan, but shy student. So you don't have to worry about it twice. The first time, okay, you know, it got choppy, and Reis Hamin didn't really mention the Prima Gadam this year, so if you want to discuss it, we discuss it after. Let's get back to what Reis Hamin mentioned. Reis Hamin mentioned, the next thing he mentioned was the Shulchan Aruch and Tzadi Dalet Gimel, which points out that even though the half shield is mutter, because you either have your one-time shishim or your two-time shishim, the calf, the actual spoon, will still be aser because it has a bliya basar and chalav in it. Therefore, you can't use it in basar and chalav. You're only allowed to use it for peiros or something cold. But in order to use it for basar or chalav, it needs to be kashered. Now, the two other things that Rabbi Simon mentioned very quickly, just as kind of a idea, was the Shulchan Aruch and Tzadi Tes, opposed to Ramah, which has the din of clothes of Neir. He just showed us the din of clothes of Neir, that if something gets Isser falls into a tafshil and it's batal b'shishim. Good. But now more of that Isser gets added in. And now you could be margish satam. And now if you add the old Isser plus what just introduced but not have shishim anymore, the old Isser is ozer veneer. It wakes up. It brings it. That's chozer veneer. So that's him and Tzadi Tes. And then the other thing was